Hi, Randy. One question that I had for you was, as we're starting off on our careers and we're, getting just filled with all of this motivation and encouragement and scripture as we're going to be sent out into the world as arrows, we can see ourselves getting pulled in all these different directions for good things and philanthropy and trying to just stay in God's will. And my question for you is, how have you in the busyness of that, when the enemy tries to kind of distract you with just doing a lot of things, how have you been able to go back to the Word, back to the Father, and stay just stable with Him?
Yeah, great question. All these are great questions. I'm sure there's a loser question coming sooner or later. It might be from David, but whatever. But anyway, something I learned a long time ago in pastoral ministry, and it took me years to learn it. Was I have to say no to the vast majority of great things that I could choose to do. I don't mean just the vast majority of good things. I mean the vast majority of great things. And the reason that that's so, and the reason that I have to say no to it, and this is critical, is so that I am free to say yes to those very, very few great things that God really wants me to do, and that I have the resources in Him and just in my body and in my mind to do. Because what happened to me as a young pastor was, oh, I'm getting invited to speak here and to go there. This small group in our church wants me to be with them this week, and this one wants me to be with them next week, and then I'm having to leave the small group I'm in or double up with that. And then I'm not doing what I should do over here because I'm doing so many things over there. And then when the books started getting attention, then I'm receiving all these re speaking requests and do this, do that. And then I was just automatically saying yes to it because, well, if it's good, I should say yes. And then after a while, I go, no, it's not sufficient that it be good. Well, if it's really good, well, that's not sufficient either. Well, if it's great, okay, well, if it's a great thing and a great opportunity, then I'll always say yes to that. And then my schedule was overwhelmed with great things that I was doing, except then I was depleted. The reservoir was running dry. I wasn't spending sufficient time doing, little things like sleeping. Those they're just those important things that we, the word says that God knows that we are but dust. We're frail, we're finite. There's nothing wrong, by the way, with being finite. What's wrong with us is that we're fallen. That's the sin part. Okay, there is something wrong with that. But there's nothing wrong with being finite. Angels are finite. Angels, as far as we know, one angel cannot be in two places at once. Sometimes even when we say, well, the devil's really been tempting me, and well, I don't, if you're the most important Christian in the world, the devil might be one-on-one with you. But I'm pretty sure it's demon. It's a demon, and as essentially it's just as bad. But I think what we do sometimes is we fail to realize God is the only infinite one. And all everybody else is a creature, and creatures are limited. We are limited. And so, what I say to people is, and I have our staff members say to people on my behalf, is that Randy would love to come to do this. Sometimes I can't say that because it would be a lie, because I wouldn't love to do it. But in the cases where, usually, yeah, I'd love to do that. I mean, what's the downside of that? Ministering to a group of people, but to be able to say, Randy has to say no to the great majority of things he's asked to do in order to be free to do the small number of things God has called him to do. And I don't feel bad about saying small number, because my tendency was, and probably is, to do too much. not to do too little. Now, if your tendency is to do too little, you're working with a different problem. Okay, so if that's your problem, the answer would probably be somewhat different. Does that make sense?
Yes.